More showers or rain are ahead for today, and that could cause problems for the state's shellfish industry. Again, the recent heavy storms sent bacteria-rich runoff into clam and oyster beds, leading many to be closed for almost a month. They've only just reopened, but the new rain could change that. WBUR's Sonari Glinton visited Westport in southeastern Mass to find out how the rain and the runoff affect those who fish and patrol the waters there.
Gary Sherman knows what it's like to work the Westport River. He was a fisherman first, and for the last 20 years, he's been the shellfish warden here.
You don't get seasick or anything, do you?
It's Gary Sherman's job to monitor and maintain the shellfish and the fishermen in these waters just off Buzzards Bay. The shellfish beds here had been enclosed because of the rain, and he's worried that might happen again.
I'm going to fly along here now so we can get this done today. Okay.
On this day, Sherman is taking me out on patrol with Greg Sawyer, a marine biologist for the state. He's here to test the water for bacteria. Anything that's on the ground gets washed into the river.
Now we're going to take a water sample. Basically, you take the cap off, and you have a Nalgene bottle, and you put it in inverted, go down about 8 inches, turn it up, get a full bottle of water, and then we put it in the cooler where there's ice. And now we'll do this probably 23 times today.
We crisscross the river basin, gathering sample after sample. You see, if a sample tests positive for bacteria such as E. coli, the area it comes from is closed. That makes fishermen unhappy. On this particular morning, we run into Jim Manchester. His nickname? Crab. He could be the Gorton's fisherman. White beard, bright orange rain suit, big rain hat. You can see in his face every one of the 56 years he's been working on the water. Manchester shows us his haul.
Anything that goes through there, you take home and eat. No. Anything that goes through there, you throw back. If you can get 1,000 pieces a day, you're a hero.
If he brings in 1,000 oysters and clams, that's a $200 day. Manchester usually brings in a little more than half that. He wants Sherman and Sawyer to keep the beds open.
You got to open that for us next year, Cap. Okay. Something's got to be done. Because, well, what I'm getting at is there's plenty of seed here. Yep. We've cultivated it nice, but it's got to be open so we can, you know what I mean, Cap? I'm not trying to be a complainer.
No,
but
I understand. I just want you to know where I'm coming from.
You know, I mean, we've beaten our heads to death here now, you know. Yeah. Hey, I don't want to see it closed, but, you know.
I hated closing it, but, you know, we have to go by the rules and regs that we have to follow. And
that's the tension. Heavy rains mean closed beds, which means fishermen can't work. But the wardens and the state wildlife and fisheries have to keep the beds safe from contamination.
Behave.
Hope you get a million of them.
Yeah. One thing about it, there ain't many, but it's nice stuff, you know. All right, Cappy.
We leave Manchester to his catch. He's one of the 50 independents who fished the Westport River. Today, the warden and the biologist talk to about a dozen or so. After 2 hours of gathering samples in the very cold drizzle, they head back to the dock, knowing that if there's just 1/10 of an inch of rain, there will be contaminated runoff, and they'll have to close at least some of the beds this week. Shellfish warden Gary Sherman says he wishes it wouldn't come to this.
All those little tiny steps that you make, you know, this one cleans up a septic system, that one does something, stops using chemicals in the yard or whatever. All those little steps add up to openings. The perfect world, it'd be open all the time. You'd have plenty of shellfish for everybody all the time, and everybody just have a big smile on their face. But that isn't quite how it works.
He's trying to change how it works. Sherman says the most important part of his job is education, and not just the fishermen, but also homeowners, farmers, and even school kids, because what's in the fields, on the roads, and in the yards will eventually end up in his river. For WBUR, I'm Sonari Glinton.